I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 in Nashville Public Radio. We have a pianist with an extraordinary touch in today. Mr. Nate Strasser is back. Nate was introduced to us back in April when fiddler extraordinary Matt Combs was here for some music, and Nate is back with his own music this time. Nate, thanks for coming in and playing for us.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Nate, tell us a bit about yourself before we get started.
Yeah, I grew up in West Virginia, and got my undergraduate degree in jazz studies, and then moved to Tennessee for a couple years, and then really wanted to branch out and try something different. So I was accepted into the program at USC, University of Southern California in Los Angeles, in their Scoring for Motion Pictures and Television program. And so I moved out to Los Angeles with my wife. We lived out there for a couple years, and I completed the program. It was a fantastic time, and really get to meet a lot of incredible musicians and composers and film directors while I was out there. Then moved back about 2 years ago. I lived in Franklin now, and I just love it here. Get the opportunity to still do my film scoring, but also work in the musical theater department at Belmont and do some studio work as well.
Well, we're going to be hearing some of the outcome of your time in L.A. for the film scoring program today. Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and introduce your first piece then.
Yeah, for this first one, I'll play three pieces for you today. The other two will be scores that I actually wrote for original films. This first one was our thesis project at University of Southern California, where we took an existing film with an existing film score, and we extracted that music and wrote our own music to that scene. And then it was recorded with a 65-piece orchestra at Warner Brothers in Los Angeles. And it was, although it was just, you know, an exercise and sort of our final project to graduate, it's still one of my greatest memories from L.A., just being on the podium there in front of all those great musicians and hearing my music come to life. So I call this The Egg Travels. It's originally from the dinosaur movie, that came out in 2000 by Disney.
Thank you.
That's music by Nate Strasser, played live in Studio C by Nate Strasser. Music that he wrote for the Disney film Dinosaur, which came out in 2000, I think I got the title right. It's as his USC LA thesis project, a film score project, program project. He wrote that music to, based on the film. Was it Dinosaur? Is that correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. It's strong music.
Thank you very much.
All right, already, Nate Strasser. And we're going to be hearing two other original scores now. The first is from The Healing Tree. What about this animated film?
Yeah, this is an animated film based off of the lovely children's book, The Healing Tree, or, yeah, The Giving Tree, excuse me, the Shel Silverstein book that came out. So this story very much parallels that one. This one takes place in China. So in the film score, I used mainly string orchestra, and then I used an erhu, a string instrument that they use a lot in China, to sort of capture the tone and the theme of just the feeling of the whole film. So this film premiered at the Cannes Film Festival in 2016. So it was just really exciting for me to have, you know, a film that I had worked on among all those incredible films that premiere there every year. So I'll give you sort of the main theme from this. I sort of created an overture out of this, the main theme, as well as some of the other themes that I have throughout the film, and made it into an overture for you today. This is The Healing Tree. Thank you.
Music from the film The Healing Tree, original music by Nate Strasser. He brought us a kind of a compendium of themes from that film score that he wrote for the film The Healing Tree, which had its premiere at the Cannes Festival in 2016, an animated film based on a book by Shel Silverstein, who was such a creative force himself. Nate Strasser playing for us live in Studio C this week. Another collection of beautiful sounds. There's something special about the way you bring the sound out of that piano over there.
It's an incredible piano, so it's not hard to open up the beautiful sounds it has.
Nate's an actual working musician here in the Nashville area, lives in Franklin, has a church job down there, and a job at Belmont in the theater department, and does commercial work and recording sessions, so we're glad to have Nate Strasser with us today. Well, one more score.
Yeah. This one's sort of from a quirky movie about a woman who, after her estranged father passed away, she returned to his home, which was actually her childhood home, to sort of go through his belongings and clean it out and prepare the house to be sold. And the fun thing about this film was that as we explore all the father's items and sort of see, you know, different points of his life, things that were happening, you know, I get to write many different styles of music for this one. And the theme I'm going to play today is sort of from his younger days, and it touches on sort of a stride piano style that I get to explore in this one. So here is one of the themes from Far From Home. Thank you.
Music from the film Far From Home, original music by Nate Strasser. That's from the score he wrote for the film Far From Home. Played it for us live in Studio C this week on our little Yamaha piano. Nate, another set of beautiful music. And that's only a tiny part, of, I guess, from the, of the score from the film Far From Home, right?
Yeah, just some of my favorite melodies that came up with that for that one.
Yeah, Nate Strasser is a composer, arranger, and pianist extraordinaire as well, clearly. So thanks for being with us. I'm going to throw you a curve at this point. We talked earlier about, well, I had the instinct that perhaps since you are playing such a rich piano, maybe you do improvisations. And you said, yes, in fact, I do.
Yeah, that's how I really come up with a lot of my film scores is I get the film sent to me. Usually the music's the last thing that gets put on. So they send me the film and I just sort of watch it and sit down at the piano and start playing and see what comes. So improvisation is something I do a lot of.
Well, are you up for a short one today?
Yeah, sure.
Got a little more time.
Yeah. Any inspiration? Any direction you want me to go with?
Something Debussy, Ravel-ish, kind of impressionistic, or along the same lines of your film score sounds. I love those grand gestures of those big sweeping chords. So.
Yeah. Any key in particular?
Oh, I like the key of F. So.
Okay, let's try that.
An improvisation out of the musical mind and hands of Nate Strasser, live in Studio C. Nate, thank you for bringing your music today.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Film scores from Nate Strasser, as well as an impromptu improvisation live in Studio C. Thanks again. We'll definitely have to have you back. And again, thanks to Matt Combs for bringing you to us in the first place.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to be back anytime.
Okie doke. I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for being with us for Live in Studio C today. Up next on Live in Studio C is Nashville Choral Ensemble I Madrigali with their director, John Perry. They come in every August because they participate in the National Shakespeare Festival. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and First Tennessee Foundation for their support of Live in Studio C and Classical 91.1. And our thanks to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson. I'm Will Griffin, and we appreciate you being with us for a bit of Nashville's classical music live in Studio C.